Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back to Bet for the Cycle live here on the BetQL Network. And of course, we are brought to you by BetMGM. It's Cody Decker. It's Rob Brown. We are finishing up our hour three here of the show, and of course we are a four-hour extravaganza, but can I explain to you why the Cubs drive me absolutely up the wall and insane? And if you're wondering why the Cubs are not a playoff team and they will not be a playoff team and they don't deserve to be a playoff team, let me just explain to you what just happened in the first inning. Chris Bassitt, as we've described on this show, has been having a rough go as of late. Correct, Rob Brown?
I would say so. 7.36 ERA since the beginning of July, yes.
And the currently the highest paid manager in all of baseball is who?
Is it Craig Counsell?
Sure is. They unceremoniously fired their last manager so they can lock up Craig Counsell because of reasons that have yet to be properly explained to me. I don't know why this has happened. I'll never know why this has happened. And quite frankly, it has pissed me off since it ever took place, because there was no reason for them to fire their manager, who, of course, their president and ownership group said was partially the reason why they even made a playoff push to begin with last season. And by the way, the rain is starting to fall down right now as we speak over there at Wrigley, which telling me we might have a big problem with our parlay v. parlay. We might end up in hour four making a new parlay v. parlay for a different game if the rain continues as it currently has. But as of right now, 3-2 count, and it looks like, oh, we got just missed out on our second walk for Justin Steele. But here's the deal. That inning started off with Ian Happ hitting a solo home run as a leadoff man. All right, 1-0 Cubs. Great. Our parlay's off to a good start. Next batter gets out immediately, followed by two walks. Chris Bassitt's pitch count is already climbing already. This is a guy that has an over 7 ERA in his last few starts. The Cubs are smoking. Runners on first and second base. Here we go. This is looking good. And now the field crew is officially hitting it out. They are covering the field. We are hitting a rain delay in the second inning of this Cubs matchup, unfortunately. But here's the deal. Right when that happens, you have a 1-1 count to Paredes at the plate. All of a sudden, Seiya Suzuki and Cody Bellinger go for a quick steal of second and third base. Seiya Suzuki thrown out by 5 feet of third base. My question is, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? Why would you do that? On what planet do you do that? A pitcher against the ropes walks two guys, has already given up a home run, and now you just let him off the hook, getting thrown out, making the second out at third base like that? Now you got a runner on second base. The only way you're going to get a run now is by getting a two-out RBI. Don't worry, immediate ground out. So you have a pitcher who has been on the ropes for a week, cannot get out, an over 7 ERA, has walked two straight guys and already gave up a home run in the first inning, and you call a double steal and let this guy get out of the inning with giving up one run and throwing 18 pitches? If that was a call from Craig Counsell, Craig Counsell is not good at managing baseball games. I'm sorry. If Seiya Suzuki did it on his own, okay, fine. Stupid idea. Why are you doing it? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. If you called that, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's rough. Napoleon Bonaparte once said, when your enemy is making a mistake, don't interrupt him. Chris Bassitt has been making nothing but mistakes for like a while now. For like a while, he's been making nothing but mistakes. There is and was and remains no reason at all for you to assist in that. There just wasn't a need for it. You've got a better chance that somebody is going to come out there and get some sort of offense going against Chris Bassitt than you do a successful steal. By the way, Toronto, I think, is inside the top 10 in preventing steals right now. So you decided that you were going to make a go at a team that's good against stopping the steal as opposed to letting your swingers go up there and hack against a guy who's got a 7.36 ERA. Not for a week or two, Cody Decker. For a month and a damn half now, this guy's been getting rocked, and that's the play. This is one of those spots that I like to tell people, don't outthink the game. So it's not a complicated game at its core. I mean, you can do things that are maybe outside of the box here and there, Cody Decker, and I don't mean to denigrate the beautiful game of baseball, game I'm a big fan of, game you're a big fan of, but it's not a difficult game. And sometimes just don't do the dumb thing and you can help yourself out a lot.
It's just unbelievable. Like, I'll go as far to say, like, this drives me insane because I want the Cubs to be good. I really do. I want Craig Counsell to be successful over there. I didn't understand the hiring. I got a lot of crap from a lot of Cubs fans when that hiring happened because I'm like, that was an unceremonious way to get rid of your manager who was already a hero in that city. Which, by the way, I don't know if you've noticed, the Cubs have a real bad history of unceremoniously firing their managers completely for undeserved reasons. Ricky Renteria, why was he fired? Because Joe Maddon just became available. Joe Maddon, why was he fired? I would make the argument, why did he get the job to start with? Ross, why was he fired? Because this guy became available. They're always looking to the next thing. They can never just make what they have good. It drives me nuts. As much as I understand everybody on the south side of Chicago losing their minds and wanting to punch themselves in the face, rooting for that White Sox team, it is so much more frustrating to be a Cubs fan, in my opinion. And of course, I'm not over there and I'm not in Chicago, but in my opinion, the Cubs should be running away with this division. The White Sox, we knew what we were getting. Did we think we're getting the worst season of all time? No. But the Cubs should be a playoff team, and they're not even close.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a team, when we got to the deadline deck, and you and I were going back and forth about who should be buyers and who should be sellers, and we each had our list. Both of us agreed that the Mets at the time were a team that should probably be sellers. You got a lot of guys that are towards the twilight of their contracts there that are going to get paid somewhere else and probably not going to make a run. They made a run. In fact, they took the third wildcard spot away from Atlanta for like two whole days. The Cubs were a team that I think we had a lot of bounce back and forth on. Should they? Is Bellinger a selling piece? Is Ian Happ a selling piece? We bounce back and forth about these guys a lot. And I don't know. I don't remember exactly where you landed, but I landed on, I think this roster is good enough to make a run. And if Justin Steele can stay in that fringe Cy Young candidate C spot that he was in, I really do think they're good enough to make a run. I won't be mad if they decide that they want to kind of hold up on this right now. But then they do stuff like this. And I just, you know, I know we're kind of, why are you guys getting hung up on one guy getting thrown out stealing? The answer is, it's not that he tried to steal and got thrown out. That's going to happen to every baseball team. Probably once a game or so, it's going to happen to every baseball team. The problem is, what it says to me is that you are completely and entirely situationally unaware of where you are. It's situational unawareness. And if I can't trust my manager to be aware of the situation, and more importantly, to play to the strengths of the situation you're in, and instead steal into the weakness of the situation you're in, I can't trust you to make a run. I can't trust you to make a run at this division, a division that, hey, you're starting to run out of time, but you're not out of. Or the third wild card spot, which, again, you're right there, right in the back pocket of the Atlanta Braves to steal away from them. But you cost yourself on that spot, Deck. I would make the argument you probably cost yourself 2 to 3 runs right there. Let the guys hack. Let your batters go hit a guy who is getting hit a lot.
I just don't know why anybody is... You said it, the Napoleon Bonaparte quote. It's just like, dude, they're giving you the game in the first inning, and you just chose to give it back. It's frustrating to see, because that was just, and yeah, I agree with you. That's something small. That is a small move. That is one play that shouldn't have a bearing on the season. But these plays, they add up as the year goes forward. This team is under 500. 5 of those plays could be a total of 10 runs on the season. 10 runs is a lot of runs over a period of weeks at a time. It could be the difference in 3 games. Those 3 games change a record to a season. This team is currently 10 games behind the Milwaukee Brewers, who are without their best offensive piece of Christian Yelich now. They don't have Corbin Burns anymore. They don't have Woodruff. This is a time to strike in the National League Central, and the Cubs didn't do it. They went ahead. They stood pat. Good. Add in the trade deadline. They didn't do it. Now the Brewers are going to run away with this division, and they're going to do it without Christian Yelich. This season has been gift-wrapped for the Brewers, and it's frustrating because I think the Cubs on paper should be better. But there it is again, that old sentence, on paper. The Cubs are always good on paper.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's got to be the way. And I'd be interested, because some of the boys in the back, Chicago dudes, either in or Cubs fans, kind of where you guys all fall on
please.
This because
chime in.
Yeah, please do, because I look at this team, a team I don't really have a ton of connection to, but I see mistakes like that, and it's I can't imagine it doesn't drive you guys up a damn wall.
I'm a Cubs fan through and through. I love this game, but I love my Cubs. And watching him day after day pinch hit Patrick Wisdom in the 7th inning for Michael Bush, when Michael Bush is the best hitter and the most consistent hitter on this team, and Patrick Wisdom strikes out time after time after time after time again. It's insane. And then sticking with Hector Neris with all of his blown saves and continually running him out there in the 9th inning in close games and allowing him to blow more saves. There are so many bad decisions on Craig Counsell. The fact that he is the highest paid manager in baseball is a joke.
Yeah. It didn't make sense to me at the time. And my biggest argument against it was, if they use this in any way, shape, or form, even if they don't say it out loud, if they use this as a reason not to sign guys, I'm going to lose my mind. And then they didn't sign guys, and I'm losing my mind. That's it for hour 3. Hour 4 right underway. Guys, last hour of Bet for the Cycle. We got games, we got sports, we got things to talk about. Join us, will you?
Bet for the Cycle with Rob Brown and Cody Decker. We'll be right back on the BetQL Network, sponsored by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.